RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo asks for special attention to Jakarta special region. President Joko Widodo asks for the connectivity among regions across Indonesia. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting with the team, the National Strategy Project Implementation, Evaluation and Program Priorities in the special region of Jakarta at the President's office in Jakarta on Tuesday. In his opening speech, President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, confirmed that the phase of structural transformation of the economy of a region or a province has a different roots. Meanwhile, the areas that do not have abundant natural resources, such as the special region of Jakarta, according to the President, should focus to develop the industrial sector of non-based natural resources, such as service industry and creative industry. Therefore, the President calls on the government of Jakarta Special Region to pay special attention to the development of the service industry, the tourism industry, as well as the creative industry whose potential is huge in the area. The region that does not have abundance of natural resources, such as the special region of Jakarta, must focus to develop the industrial sector of non-based natural resources, such as the service industry and the creative industry. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also requests the presence of cultural investment and strengthening of accessibility so the region can build not only physical infrastructure but also social and cultural infrastructure. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Coordinating Minister for Economy Affairs Darmina Sution, Minister of Social Affairs Kopipa Indar Parawansa, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, and Governor of Jakarta Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X were present in the limited meeting. President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting themed the National Strategy Projection Implementation Evaluation and Program Priority in the province of Jambi at the Presiden office in Jakarta on Tuesday. In his opening speech, he affirmed that Indonesia should be able to take advantage of the momentum of increased economic growth in Jambi, which has started improving again in 2016. According to the existing data, the President pointed out that the economy in Jambi has been supported by agriculture, forestry, fishery and trade sectors. Meanwhile, to increase the develop the economy of the region needs the development process of downstream industry so that the agriculture sector, which is prominent of the region, can be linked to the development of fresh section industry, which is expected to encourage the acceleration of economic growth and to create new jobs and reduce income gap.
Kita harus dapat memanfaatkan momentum peningkatan pertumbuhan ekonomi di Jambi yang mulai meningkat kembali di tahun.
We should be able to take advantage of the momentum of increased economic growth in Jambi, which has started increasing again in 2016. In December 2016, the economy in the province of Jambi grew 4.37%, and I believe in 2017 and the coming years, Jambi's economy will sustainably grow higher. The data that I have shown that economies in Jambi so far had been supported by agriculture, forestry, fishery and trade sector. To support the productivity of the agriculture sector, I have asked that the supporting infrastructure is prepared, such as dams, irrigation, seeds, fertilizer and improvement of agricultural technology. In the limited meeting, the president also asked about the report of transportation infrastructure construction progress in Jambi province, either the airport, train, road access or port. The limited meeting was also attended by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution, Minister of Social Affairs Kopipa Indar Parawansa, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi, Minister of Agrarian Affairs Special National and Agency Chief Sofian Jalil, Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar, Minister of Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita, Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman, State-owned Enterprise Minister Rini Sumano and Jambi's Governor Sumi Sola. Vice President of United States Michael Richard Vance makes a state visit to Indonesia to meet Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Vice President Michael Vance was accompanied by his wife and two daughters. Mike Vance, who represents the U.S. President Donald Trump, declared that the United States remains to be strongly committed to working with Indonesia more tightly again for the interests of both countries and the people in Southeast Asia. This was affirmed by Vice President Mike Pence in a joint session of press conference along with Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo explained that next month the representative of the government of the two countries will meet to discuss trade and investment agreements of the two countries. In addition, the head of state also remarked that the two countries agreed to strengthen cooperation in defense and peace sector. As people know, Indonesia and the United States have the same value in terms of democracy and unity, as well as the interests of the same strategy to promote stability, security and to improve prosperity in Southeast Asian region and worldwide. The increase of cooperation, such as in the field of economy, maritime sector, counterterrorism, is ratified in the bilateral meetings between Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla and United States Vice President Mike Pence. Public Communication Center of Indonesian Defense Ministry held a gathering with journalists at Defense Ministry Office in Jakarta on Tuesday. Head of the Public Communication Center of Indonesian Defense Ministry, Colonel Toto Sugiarto, on his welcoming speech to media, said that the meeting was aimed at boosting a synergy with media to provide important contribution and to produce balanced information on defense policy of Indonesia. I hope Indonesian Defense Ministry and media can come together on how information about defense can be read by all Indonesian people to avoid imbalanced information. If bad, report about it bad, we will fix it. But if it is good, just report it that it is good. Colonel Toto Sugiharto hopes that the Indonesian Defense Ministry could maintain harmony with the media for the set of unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. The government of Indonesia is committed to integrating the national intellectual property strategy in a bid to boost the improvement of Indonesian economy. This was affirmed by Director of Cooperation and Intellectual Property Empowerment at the Minister of Justice and Human Rights, Dedemia Yusanti, in a press release prior to the celebration of World Intellectual Rights Day 2017 in Jakarta on Thursday. She stated that one of the votes for the Integrated National Intellectual Property Strategy is improvement of coordination among various related institutions in shaping the direction of intellectual property development in Indonesia.
Kita ini tahun ini akan membentuk yang namanya National IP Strategy.
Related to the commemoration of the World Intellectual Property Day, in this year, we will organize the National IP Strategy. Related to the institution worked separately, for instance, the Creative Economy Agency, the Intellectual Property Directorate and the Minister of Research and Technology and Higher Education have their own strategy for the development of intellectual property. We need to do this together with a clean direct, I should say, with a clear direction. That's what we want to push. Dedemia Yusanti further explained that in addition to increasing the cooperation of various agencies and institutions, her office will also develop innovation centers in several universities in Indonesia as well as institutional study centers. She feels that this is intended to support innovation in the community to encourage empowerment and the economy. She also highlighted the low understanding of the community about intellectual property so that the government also continues to encourage the socialization of intellectual property in the community. Minister of Rural, Disadvantaged Area Development and Transmigration Eko Putro Sanjoyo conducted the Indonesia-Malaysian Business Merchant and Senior Officer Meeting Som in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Tuesday. His speech held from April 20 until 21st is aimed at following his duty as the Investment License Officer of Indonesia and Malaysia. Minister Eko was asked to carry out a number of tasks such as seeking investment opportunities, identifying and addressing issues that hamper investment in Indonesia, guiding the process of investment realization and reporting the implementation of his duties to President Joko Widodo. During his visit to Malaysia, Minister Eko mediates meetings between representatives of Indonesia and Malaysian companies to implement cooperation in a number of development projects. The last item, Indonesian State Lender Bank Rakyat Indonesia BRI posted a net profit of 6.47 trillion rupiah in the first quarter of 2017, an increase by 5.5% compared to 6.1 trillion rupiah in the same period last year. BRI President Director Suprajarto stated at a press briefing of the bank's first quarter financial performance in Jakarta on Tuesday that the hike was fueled by distribution of credits, which grew above the average industrial growth as well as by a rise in the fee-based income. The bank distributed 653.1 trillion rupiah in credits as of late March 2017, increased by 16.4% from 561.1 trillion rupiah as of late March 2016. BRI earned a fee-based income of 2.5 trillion rupiah in the first quarter of 2017, a 29.3% increase compared to the same period last year when it was recorded at 2 trillion rupiah. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled New Tension on the Current Venezuela. The tension on the current Venezuela emerged again. It is triggered by U.S. maneuver that has sent one of its carriers closer to North Korean waters. Based on the maneuver of the Washington, Pyongyang government immediately reacted violently and declared to be ready for war after the USS Carl Vinson and its fleet were deployed near North Korean waters. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered his military advisors to prepare for the possibilities against North Korea. One of Trump's military advisors, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who confirmed the order, stated that one option that U.S. military might take is to combine special troop raids and preempted missile strikes. Washington's move and statement make Pyongyang annoyed. As reported by news agency of North Korea, KCNA, Pyongyang condemns the maneuver of the U.S. state's Navy. The North Korean Foreign Affairs Ministry said the Pyongyang government is ready to respond to the planned attack of the U.S. The tension between Washington and Pyongyang also impacts South Korea. Both the U.S. and South Korea are now maneuvering by conducting joint war exercises. The United States deployed his newest type of combat aircraft in the exercise. The maneuver and the U.S. statement is in fact a form of President Donald Trump's policy on denuclearization in North Korea. Pyongyang still continues to periodically conduct experiments by launching guided missiles of nuclear warhead. Donald Trump's policy is in line with what the previous government did. The United Nations Security Council, UNSC, has also passed a resolution by imposing sanctions on North Korea over his nuclear weapons. Pyongyang government appears to have no regard for sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council. North Korea even appears to be aggressive in conducting trials to launch nuclear-armed missiles aimed at the United States and Japan. Is the United States really going to attack North Korea? The international community is still waiting for further developments. What has happened to Korea recently is a warning and also a sideward. However, it is possible that Donald Trump's government will carry out the attack. If this happens, other countries will involve in it. If so, the people of North Korea will suffer as Syrian people are undergoing now. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, here is Today in History. We begin with an event on April 21, 1879, the birth of Kartini, gender equality pioneer in Indonesia. Raden Ajeng Kartini was the pioneer of gender equality in Indonesia. She was born on April 21, 1879. She was well known through her letters to her friends in the Netherlands, which became the evidence of how great the will of Kartini to release her people from discrimination. Her letters were compiled in a book entitled Habis Gelap Terbitlah Terang, or Out of Darkness Comes Light. The book encouraged Indonesian women to fight for their rights. Besides on papers, the struggle of Kartini was also realized by establishing a free school for the girls in Jepara and Rembang, Sentul, Java. The effort of the Jepara region's daughter had opened the eyes of her people in other regions. Since then, many female schools were opened and developed throughout the country. Recognizing the great service of Kartini for Indonesia, therefore, on behalf of the nation, the government of President Sukarno issued the Presidential Decree No. 108, 1964, on May 2, 1964, which declared Kartini as National Independence Heroine and her birthday, April 21, as the National Day named Kartini Day. We continue with an event which occurred on April 21, 2009. The World Digital Library was inaugurated. World Digital Library is an international digital library managed by UNESCO, an American Library of Congress. This library was inaugurated on April 21, 2009, and intended as primary references for various global important documents which can be accessed for free. The mission of establishing this library is to develop international and intercultural understanding, to expand the contents of internet, to provide basic teaching materials for teachers, bachelors, and the public, and to strengthen the partner institution's ability to narrow down digital gap intra-nationally and internationally. The goal is to develop non-English and non-Western documents on internet and help providing academic research materials. Listener, we end today in history with an event which occurred on April 21, 1995. Amir Mahmud, an Indonesian military figure and former Home Affairs Minister, passed away. Amir Mahmud was an Indonesian military general who was an eyewitness to the signing of Super Semar, a handover of power document from President Sukarno to General Suharto. Besides being Minister of Home Affairs, Amir Mahmud has also become Chairman of the General Election Institute. In December 1965, Amir Mahmud was appointed as the Commander of the Jakarta Military Regional Command 5, or Kodam 5 Jaya, and was responsible for the security of Jakarta and its surroundings. Amir Mahmud's appointment came at an important point in the Indonesian history. In 1982, Amir Mahmud was elected as chairman of the MPR. Amir Mahmud chaired the 1983 general session of the MPR, which elected Suharto for the first term as president, with Umar Wirahadikusuma was elected as the vice president. Under his leadership, the MPR also awarded Suharto the title Father of Development for what he achieved. Amir Mahmud retired after completing his term as chairman of the MPR-DPR. He died on April 21, 1995. Well, listener, that was today's Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Focus. Today we'll talk about Indonesian government and the House of Representatives' regret palm oil resolution of European Parliament. The Indonesian government and the House of Representatives, DPR, rejected an oil palm resolution of European Parliament since the European Parliament ignoring the Indonesian effort to recover the strategic commodities management. The attitude was conveyed in a hearing session of the Commission 4 of the House with the ranks of the government, which was also attended by stakeholders in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 18, 2017. The European Parliament passed the resolution summarized in the report on palm oil and deforestation of in the report on palm oil and deforestation of rainforest on Tuesday, April 4, 2017. The resolution recommends gradually halting the import of palm oil for allegedly triggering deforestation and other negative excesses in the environmental, social, and human rights sectors. Vice Chairman of Commission 4 of the House of Representatives, Herman Cairon, as it was released by Business.com, said the resolution of the European Parliament has a negative consequence to the national oil palm industry. But on the other hand, he also deplored the weakness of government diplomacy, because the case was not the first time sticking out in the European Union Parliament. Therefore, the House of Representatives Commission 4 requested the government, under the coordination of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, to prepare comprehensive rebuttal data. In line with the case, Indonesia should promote its sustainable palm oil. According to Herman Cairon, Indonesian Parliament and the government also agreed that palm oil is not the main cause of deforestation in the world. The contribution of clearing forest areas to the global palm oil is only about 2.5%, much smaller than the opening of farmland, soybeans, and maize. Although Indonesia regretting the resolution, the parliament and government also understand that there needs to be a revamping step in the oil palm sector in terms of licensing, sustainability, and certification. Therefore, government and business actors remain committed to reducing deforestation through licensing moratorium policies and preventing forest fires that were often used as negative campaign tools. He asserted shortly Indonesia and Malaysia will implement incentives lobbying to the European Union within the Council of Palm Oil Producing Countries, or CPOPC. The minister's joint mission will deny the European Parliament, as well as reassure the European Commission not to follow up the resolution. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Palm Oil Entrepreneurs Association, KAPKI, Joko Supriyono, said the rejection of the government and the House of Representatives is a firm stance of both institutions to protect the palm oil as Indonesia's strategic commodity. The palm oil is the national interest, so that the government and society should defend the commodity that has contributed to the economy and poverty eradication in Indonesia. Listener, that was the focus.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting with the team, the National Strategy Project Implementation Evaluation and Program Priorities in the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Presidential Office in Jakarta on Tuesday. In his opening speech, President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, confirmed that the pace of structural transformation of the economy of a region or province has a different route. Vice President of United States Michael Richard Vance makes a state visit to Indonesia to meet Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Vice President Michael Vance was accompanied by his wife and two daughters. Mike Vance, who represents the U.S. President Donald Trump, declared that the United States remains to be strongly committed to working with Indonesia more tightly again for the interests of both countries and the people in Southeast Asia. Public Communication Center of Indonesian Defense Ministry held a gathering with journalists at Defense Ministry Office in Jakarta on Thursday. The government of Indonesia is committed to integrating the national intellectual property strategy in a bid to boost the improvement of Indonesian economy. Minister of Rural, Disadvantaged Area Development and Transmigration Eko Putra Sanjoyo conducted the Indonesian-Malaysian Business Matching and Senior Official meeting some in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Tuesday. Indonesia's state lender Bandaraya Indonesia BRI posted a net profit of 6.47 trillion rupiah in the first quarter of 2017, an increase by 5.5% compared to 6.1 trillion rupiah in the same period last year. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcomed here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Doa Lopi tradition. So stay tuned. Listener, Sangyang is a village which is located about 62 kilometers northeast of Rabah, the capital of Bima Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. The village consists of coastal area in the land of Sumbawa, called Sangyang Mainland and Sangyang Island, which is located on the sea. The resident settlement is located in the mainland, while the slope of Mount Sangyang Api, which included an active volcano, is used by the residents as their farmland to cultivate peanuts, sesame, chili, and breeding of goats and buffalo. From 4,000 Sangyang people, 80% of them rely on their lives as sailors. Listener, their main livelihood as sailor. The daily life of Sangyang people actually cannot be separated with the ritual or tradition associated with the sea. One of them is Doa Lopi tradition. The Doa Lopi, in the local language of Mbojo, the ethnic people who inhabits Dompu and Bima, means a prayer for the salvation of the Lopi or ship. As the meaning, Doa Lopi is intended to ask for salvation on a ship that will travel long distance across the ocean. In addition to salvation, the prayer is also intended for the owner of the ship devoted sustenance. The local people believe by performing Doa Lopi, the ship and crews will save during their sailing. Doa Lopi tradition has existed since the ancestors of Bima community inhabited Sangyang and passed down from generation to generation. The tradition must be done when a new ship go to the sea for the first time. In addition to new ship, Doa Lopi is also done for rejuvenation of the old ship. The rejuvenation can be done to make new paint, new machine, or when the owner replaces the screen. The ships in Sangyang are small and large-sized pinisi or lambo ships. Lamba or lambo is a more modern type of pinisi ship because it has been equipped by machine. The original pinisi is called palari, and its size is smaller than the lamba. The ships are used to catch fish or transport the corpse from Mount Sangyang Api. The ships are also used to transport inter-regional products on the island of Sumbawa or outside the region. The procession of Doa Lopi lasted not so long. This tradition is led by religious leaders, and residents who attend the ritual usually read Quran and remembrance of few minutes, then prayer. Once completed, the owner of the ship assisted his family members to share food to eat together. After the event ended, the ship owner raises the anchor. Next, the boat circled around Sangyang waters for about 10 minutes. For newly launched vessel, the owner usually cuts chicken or goat to cook. Then all the people are gathered. Then the ritual continues to the procession of reading Barzanji, or prayers, praises, and narration of Prophet Muhammad, which is usually dedicated with rhythm or tone. The procession of Doa Lopi is ended by eating together. listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Doa Lopi from Sumbawa. Thank you for listening and see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about National Nurse Day. Fewer Indonesian people know National Nurse Day, including the nurses themselves. Commemorating the National Nurse Day is actually to remember the first establishment of the nurse organization, Indonesian National Nurse Association, or PPNI. This organization was established on March 17, 1974. This professional organization was established because there are several nurses that need to have an organization to gather all nurses in Indonesia. This organization is aimed at organizing, developing, and increasing safe nursing practice, competence, quality, and professionalism for Indonesian people. The members of PPNI have played real role in the society by narrowing the gap in medical service, facilitating health access, improving similar quality health services. These aspects makes Marcelinus Welip determined to become a nurse in his homeland, Papua. There are also other aspects that make him want to be a nurse. The moment was when he saw a nurse taking care of his father with sincere heart. The guy often called Marcel is dedicating his life to serve and provide inspiration for other medical workers in Papua. Marcel has been working in Towe District Public Health Center in the middle of the tropical jungle in Papua. This area, mostly inhabited by native Papua people, is far from medical access. Marcel was ready to quit from his position as the head of Public Health Center Administration in Arso, Kirom, Papua, to save more than 1,900 people in 7 villages that he visits regularly. Toy District is an abbreviation of Web District Kerom. There are 7 villages, including Toe, such as Toe Atas, Toe Hitam, Milki, Lules, Terfonis, and Tefalma. The condition in this area is very alarming because the people do not know healthy lifestyle. This is also the big reason why Marcel wants to provide health service in the area.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miss Leni that informed you about National Nurse Day. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miss Leni.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me Dee in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. Today's edition is coinciding with the commemorations of Kartini Day. Raden Ajeng Kartini is an Indonesian women freedom fighter who wanted to raise the dignity of women in Indonesia in her time. She fought for the emancipation of women. Today, women are engaged in various fields. Not many women can succeed in her work. One of these was Talita Latif. Talita Latif, who started her career in Indonesia's entertainment industry in 2003, is known as a soap opera or sinetron actress and a singer. After being successful to be a photo model, later she became a soap opera star and a singer. In 2009, she released a pop song. But last year, Talita Latif released Dangdut songs. In Indonesia, Dangdut music is a music that is always played in every event, and it's often become the main feature. Listener, let's listen to a song entitled Dikilik Kitik Cinta.
Tubuh.
listener, you've just listened to a song entitled Dikilikitik Cinta. From this song, Talita proves that she is able to sing dangdut. Not all singers are considered to be able to sing dangdut because the singers are required to master a unique sound called locally cengkok of dangdut. The mastery of dangdut is shown by Talita Latif in her appearance on dangdut singing competition show for celebrity in Indonesian private television. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Klepek Klepek, performed by Talita Latif. Thank you for still listening to Music Corner. In today's edition, we played some songs from Talita Latif. Indeed, the music world cannot be separated from Talita's life, especially after she got married with a member of a band. Listener, to close today's Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Semua Berubah from Talita Latif featuring Konik Band. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Ada yang lain saat ini dan nanti, semua berubah, semua berubah. Hati yang dulu ku lalui tanpamu, kini tak mungkin, semua tak mungkin.
Meskipun beda arah waktu tujuh,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.